Hello, this is Ricky Reynolds and welcome to the third episode of Talking Owls 86. Today's episode will be about Valentine's Day. So let me introduce the people that will be sharing with us today. First of all, teacher Cynthia Alvidres, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Teacher Susana Morales, how are you?
Hi, thank you for having me here today.
You're welcome. And last but not least, student Abigail Nabrotsky, who participated in the first episode. It's good to see you again. How are you?
Hello, I'm fine. Thank you for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
Thanks. And teacher Cynthia, why don't you tell us how is the participation going to be?
Okay. Right. I have several questions here related to Valentine's Day, talking about love, but also talking about friendship. So I'm going to be guiding you with the questions, and all of us are going to comment and answer. It depends on your experience. This is a topic that probably we will have plenty of things to say, but let us just like stick to simple answers, trying to make students understand the difference between talk about something in present, in past, and in future. Because our intention with this podcast is not only that you listen to us, but also it's to use that in our classes, and the students can really understand the difference between using the verbs in present, past, and future, as well as the very common words such as the adverbs of frequency or keywords that indicate that the tense we're talking is in past or the tense we're talking is in future. So it's gonna be like this, as easy as we can, but not like going out from a main topic, which is friendship and love. So I'm gonna start with the first one. I will start with the first answer from Mia to Susana. And this is a question, guys. What do you usually do during Valentine's?
I usually spend Valentine's Day alone. This is the first year I have a boyfriend. But it's usually just me and my mom watching movies.
All right. Thank you so much. The next person that is going to answer this is teacher Susana. Susie, what do you usually do during Valentine's?
Okay, thank you. Usually we have dinner together, my husband and I, and also my kids, and we share chocolate and some cake or something, and that's mostly what we usually do.
Okay, thank you so much. What about you, Richard?
I usually send flowers to my wife. She's a teacher also, and so I have to send the flowers to the middle school where she works. And after school, we always go to a seafood restaurant.
Okay, that's fantastic. Well, talking about my answer, I have to tell you that we rarely celebrate Valentine's because I have a special situation in my life. Mm-hmm. My first kid was born on February 14th. So what we celebrate is her birthday. And we commonly have a cake at home. Oh, we usually go to a restaurant, but the main point is celebrating here. After several days, probably the following weekend, my husband and I usually go to a restaurant and celebrate like a part. But the very day of Valentine's, we don't really celebrate Valentine's. We celebrate a birthday cake. Okay, thank you so much for your answers. We're gonna go to the next question, which is, Mia, how do you show your friends that you are a friend? What do you do to show them you have this friendship with them?
I always try to send them, you know, messages like, I love you, happy Valentine's Day. I thank God that you're in my life. I am a fair believer that everyone is in your life for a reason. And I really like to tell them that I love them. They ignore me. They don't say it back. But yes, that's what I do.
Okay, thank you so much. But that doesn't happen not only on Valentine's.
Yes, I try to do that most of the time, but Valentine's Day, it's a special day. So.
All right. Okay, what about you, Susie?
Well, I usually try to see my friends as if we are at school. I go and tell them how special they are for me, and I give them a big hug, and I try to spend a little time with them, talk, and just let them know that I'm there for them and show them I'm their friend.
Okay. A good one.
Great, and you're my friend, so thank you so much for every detail.
I love you.
I love you too. Okay, Teacher Ricardo, Teacher Richard, go ahead. What is your answer to how do you show your friends that you are their friend?
I don't consider myself a good friend, yet I have two friends from high school, and occasionally I text them, but they know I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you so much. And my answer will be that I'm a kisser and a hugger, but the pandemic has stopped me doing that. And the only thing that I have found so far in order to show them my feelings is sending messages as well and asking, how are you? How can I help you? Let's do this. Let's go there. And trying to be in their lives like constantly. Even though I have some friends that I don't see that often, anyway, I send text messages. WhatsApp is my friend too, so in order to do this. All right?
Yeah.
All right, next question, Mia. Let's talk about last year, 2022. What did you do on Valentine's Day, 2022?
So last year, I actually stayed home, but I stayed home at my dad's house. And since he has a girlfriend, he left me there. So I was alone last year. But it was great. I watched movies by myself. I think that self-love is also very important. So I practiced self-love last year.
I agree. You need to have self-love first in order to be friend of someone else and love
somebody else. Yeah.
Okay, good. What about you, Susie?
Okay, last year, I think, I don't remember if it was a weekday or what, but it was just the same, just hug people, send messages, let them know that I love them. I believe we had dinner at home, we shared some chocolates, we watched a movie at home with my husband and my kids. And I think that was it. Yeah, pretty much.
All right. Thank you so much for your answer. Teacher Richard, what did you do last year?
Last Valentine's Day, I went to Cancun to celebrate my 10th anniversary with my current wife. We stayed a few days because it was not holiday period, so we had to come back to work.
Okay. And continue life. Anyway, you had this very big surprise for your wife, and that's something that is like amazing. Very good, teacher. I did nothing special, but what I told you in the previous question, we had a cake at home with my kid, and I prepared some food, and that's it. That's what I did last year. Okay, let's continue. Let's talk about our fourth question. And let's talk about the future. Let's talk about this year, 2023. Mia, what are you going to do this Valentine? What are you planning?
So like I said, this is the first year I have a boyfriend on Valentine's Day. So I think we are going to go out. We might stay home and watch movies, but I think that we're going to go out. That's what we're probably going to do.
So now you're not going to be alone.
Now I'm not going to be alone. Yeah.
Okay.
This is my first year not being alone. I don't know what to gift him. I'm like, I don't know. What do I do?
Well, you should ask your friends or Google it and have ideas on what to do.
I know.
What to give. Thank you so much for your answer. What about you, Susie?
Well, this year I think I will buy some chocolates.
Where do you buy the chocolates? Come on.
I'm a chocoholic person.
Okay.
And my family are as well. I don't know, since this is a weekday and I work from 9 to 6 p.m., I will not have plenty of time to prepare something. I think I will just go home and I don't know, maybe my husband will buy me some flowers. And we will have dinner together and just spend time together. I think St. Valentine's here in Mexico is not as popular as it is in the United States, or maybe this is for the younger people. That's why I think we don't really celebrate it with too much noise.
Some people think that Valentine's was invented in order to sell after Christmas, the next next time, where the people who sell products sells more is like some balance.
Mm-hmm.
But that is one of the stories. We have so many stories to talk about Valentine's, right?
Yeah, and they sell a lot.
And they sell chocolates.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Teddy bears. Well, in Mexico, teddy bears are common.
Teddy bears. Do you like to receive teddy bears?
No, I don't.
I do.
You
is that very childish of me? Oh my god.
No, I just believe that they are so dusty.
You know, I have teddy bears. I'm not that old. But I have teddy bears from my childhood.
Mm-hmm.
Like the ones my parents bought me when I lived in the United States. Or, you know, I keep everything. I try to keep everything. And the flowers my boyfriend gives me, I always keep at least a petal. And then I have, I don't know, have I showed you? I have a leaf.
Hamburger?
That he, no, it's a, no, this.
Oh, the.
It's a leaf that he gave me. And I find those little details so special, man. I keep everything.
I used to do that, but it came the moment when I had to throw it away because it was a lot. And very old and dusty. And, you know, you have to make some room for new things to come.
Yeah.
And everything had to go.
Maybe that will be a good topic for our next podcast, girls.
What?
Because that's a lot of things to say about keeping things or letting them go.
Yeah.
Teacher,
I think that's part of the Mexican culture, I think. Maybe.
Yeah, could be. But not in the United States.
No.
They just rebuy things and they eliminate the rest of them.
Well, personally, I live in a small house, so I can imagine this huge teddy bear.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which is like half the size of my living room.
Yeah, but you share and Mia can have her own space at her room.
Yes.
She can share the teddy bear. I mean, the space with the teddy bears.
Have you seen the really really tall ones that they sold at Walmart? You can buy one and then get inside. So you can scare your wife, maybe. Have you seen those? Oh,
yeah.
That's so
yes,
funny.
I have seen those videos. And they're so funny.
They are very funny.
Yeah.
Even when they're trying to put them in the car. That they
go
out from Walmart and they're trying to see how...
How they're going to fit.
Yeah. It's fun.
No, nowadays, it's very common to hear the concept ramo buchón, which is like,
Oh yeah.
Flowers.
Like a lot of flowers.
A lot of
flowers. What do you do with those?
Can you take pictures and
that's it?
Post them on Instagram, and Facebook
it?
And stuff?
It's a lot of money.
A lot of money.
A lot of money.
But I don't know. In my case, I think when you receive that bunch of flowers as a woman from someone you love, it's like, come on, that's romantic. That's fantastic. I've seen that here at school, and there are some other, even boys, trying to take a picture with a big bunch of flowers in order to post it on Instagram. It's like, come on, look at what I received, what they give me.
Yeah.
But teacher,
yes.
Richards, you haven't talked to us about
what
are you going to do on Valentine's?
I think I will be at home recovering from a surgery that I will have soon.
Okay. Well, I hope everything is going to be fine with you.
Hopefully.
All right. And the last question, guys. Do you believe in love at first sight?
Yes, I do. That is how I met my boyfriend. I do.
Wow.
Tell us.
I met him. Well, it's not that of a romantic story, but I met him at like swimming pools. And we were, he's friends with one of my friends, and nobody talked to each other that day because nobody knew each other. It was just like, we have friends in common, so we would only talk to our friends in common. And then I remember he asked me what my name was like 10 times. And I could hear his voice crying. Yeah. He would ask me like, so that's what's funny. Your name? And I go, Abigail. And then he's like, oh. And he would just like look at the sky, wander around, and then he'd ask me again, so what's your name? And I'm like, I told you. Yeah, but it was very funny. So yes, I believe I love
it. So he was really nervous.
Yes, I know. I was very nervous too, but I was like,
Yeah. You were the one that in that moment was given the answer.
Yeah.
I was nervous because he was approaching
me. I know. And then we didn't talk for like months. After that, we didn't talk, and then I saw him here, and I was like, you know what? I have to talk to him, and that's all.
So you talked
to him? I talked to him. He asked me for my name 10 times, 10 or 20 times, and then I was the one that was like, you know what? I can do this, and I talked to him. Yeah, that's what happened.
Okay, thank you so much for your answer. That's a good one.
Yeah.
What about you, Susie?
Oh,
one
question.
The question was, if you believe in love at first sight.
Oh, yes. When I first saw Chris Hemsworth, I fell in love immediately.
Okay.
From then to this time, I'm in love with him. Don't tell my husband, please.
Okay. We won't talk to him about the podcast and the platform we're uploading our recordings.
Honey, if you hear this, this isn't real. Okay.
What about you, Richard?
Yes, I do believe in love at first sight.
Okay. Any experience? No?
Tell us.
All right.
Well, the other day my son came and told me, you know what, that I find very romantic the way you talk to my mom, because you tell her sweetie, honey, a lot of words. And I answered, you know what, to be honest, I don't remember her name. That's why.
That's why you always call her honey, because you don't remember her name. Oh my god.
And I don't want to ask her.
You're like, what's your name? And you're trying to reach her attention, and you're like, so honey.
Nah, just kidding.
I actually do believe in love at first sight, but after a year of writing in a chat room with my husband. So I spent 1 year of my life chatting with him in the computer. And after a year, I saw him for the first time, because we didn't have a photo it was Messenger in that time. So after a year talking, and I saw him, and then I fell in love twice, because I already fell in love with the words he used to write to me, right? And when I saw him, I fell in love.
Oh.
Okay.
You know what? I just remember that when I was a high school student, I used to chat Messenger too. Messenger, not the Messenger, you know, was
another one.
Uh-huh. And after 2 years of talking to a girl, I realized that it was a guy.
Oh my god, those things happen.
And she was like my girlfriend, or he was my girlfriend. I don't know.
He was your girlfriend. Oh my god.
Okay.
He was your
girlfriend.
Honestly, yeah, those things can happen. And something that has to be recorded is that many times we have seen that some people are trying to find love in a computer, but there are many things, guys or women that are bad, and they're looking for bad things. Not. I'm not saying that your love of that kind of bad, but sometimes that happens. You have to be very careful with falling in love to the computer. So
yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming, guys. We're about to finish this podcast, but I would like to share a quote and try to reflect on that quote. Let me see what you think about this. Life is a flower for which love is the honey. Victor, what do you think? I say it again. Life is a flower for which love is a honey.
It's nice.
And we are supposed to be the honey, the hummingbirds, or the, maybe the bees.
We are maybe the bees or the insects trying to
get
spread love.
Yeah,
spread
love. Yeah. To
get take the love first of life, yeah. Because we may find love in many places in life.
Yeah,
not only trying to say love woman
to
a man or whatever, but life has many reasons for love. That we are that bee, that insect that is trying to spread love in life.
And that flower, if you can notice, is the life of a flower is really short. It's such a life.
Exactly.
You have to make the best of this honey in it. And
because life is, I mean, the flower is going to die.
Yeah.
Sooner or later, we got to the same place.
Life is short, so...
All you need is love.
Yeah.
Someone said. I don't know who. Someone said. It's a song, right?
It's a song.
Really?
It's a song? All you need is love.
All you need is love. I cannot sing now because I'm sick of intro, but
okay.
The Beatles?
The Beatles, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you have to say something? Do you want to say something? There's a need that you say something.
Yeah. I think you go ahead.
Okay. Oh, I just wanted to quote also a great artist whose name is Miley Cyrus. And he said, I can buy myself flowers. I can hold my own hand. No, just be happy, and you don't have to depend on other people to be happy, and just love yourself in order to give that love to the ones you love.
I think you can find love on anything. I personally find love on hamburgers or on any food. So,
I agree with you.
Yes. Oh my God. A good hamburger with a Coke. Oh, that's my dream. So I think just you need to find love in other places and be happy within yourself and love yourself so that you can love others. That's
correct.
It.
Very exactly. Yes.
I agree.
Go for it.
Yeah, let's go.